ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, entitled Rahugana Converses with Jada Bharat, verse number 10. Karhisma Chikshudra Rasan Vichinvam. तन्मक्षिकाभिर्व्यथितो विमानः। तत्र इति कृच्छ्रात् प्रतिलब्धमानो बलाद् विलुम्पन्त्यसतं ततोऽन्ये। कर्हिस्म चिक्षुद्र रसान् विचिन्वम्। तन्मक्षिकाभिर्व्यथितो विमानः। तत्रादिकृच्छ्रात् प्रतिलब्धमानो बलाद् विलुम्पन्त्यसतं ततोऽन्ये। कर्हिस्म चिक्षुद्र रसान् विचिन्वम्। तन्मक्षिकाभिर्व्यथितो विमानः। त्रत्रादिकृच्छ्रात् प्रतिलब्धमानो बलाद् विलुम्पन्त्यसतं ततोऽन्ये। कर्हिस्म चिक्षुद्र रसान् विचिन्वम्। तन्मक्षिकाभिर्व्यथितो विमानः। तत्रादिकृच्छ्रात् प्रतिलब्धमानो बलाद् विलुम्पन्त्यसतं ततोऽन्ये। कर्हिस्मचित् Sometimes. Kshudra, very insignificant. Rasan, sexual enjoyment. Vichinvan, searching for. Tat, of those women. Makshikabhihi, by honeybees. Or the husbands. Or family members. Vedhitaha, very much aggrieved. Vimanaha, insulted. Tatra, in that. Ati, very much. Kritsrat, with difficulty because of spending money. Pradilakdhamanaha, obtaining sexual enjoyment. Balat, by force. Vilumpaditi, kidnapped. Adha, thereafter. Tam, the object of sense enjoyment. The woman. Tataha, from him. Anye, another debauchee. Sometimes, in order to have a little insignificant sex enjoyment, one searches after debauched woman. In this attempt, one is insulted and chastised by the woman's kinsman. This is like going to take honey from the beehive and being attacked by the bees. Sometimes, after spending lots of money, one may acquire another woman for some extra sense enjoyment. Unfortunately, the object of sense enjoyment, the woman, is taken away or kidnapped by another debauchee. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In a great forest, honeycombs are very important. People often go there to collect honey from the combs, and sometimes the bees attack and punish them. In human society, those who are not Krishna conscious remain in the forest of material life simply for the honey of sex life. Such debauchees are not at all satisfied with one wife. They want many women. Day after day, with great difficulty, they try to secure such woman, and sometimes while trying to taste this kind of honey, one is attacked by a woman's kinsman and chastised very heavily. By bribing other or may one may secure another woman for enjoyment. Yet another debauchee may kidnap her or offer her something better. This woman hunting is going on in the forest of the material world, sometimes legally and sometimes illegally. Consequently, in this Krishna consciousness movement, the devotees are forbidden to have illicit sex. Thus, they avoid so many difficulties. One should remain satisfied with one woman being duly married. One can satisfy one's lustful desires with his wife without creating disturbances in society and being punished by for doing so. Om Adhyana Tivirantasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manomishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahabhir Yaima Puro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhunte Gunan Shodasha Shodashatmaka Sorang Krishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime Hare Krishna. See such a beautiful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which sounds very poetic, very melodious, composed in a very beautiful meter. However, see how heavy it is, how truthful it is. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though it is presenting the supreme truth, very cutting, it presents in a very poetic fashion. As everyone is chanting this verse, it sounds very melodious, very nice. However, it is piercing through the ignorance of material existence. That is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole chapter, indeed, even the next chapter, are allegorical, showing a story, narrating a story with so many points, but the story is dwelling into the deepest facts of material life. That's why here, Jalabharat, he explains this life using many, many allegories, many analogies and examples. And still, Rahugana Maharaj says that, I cannot properly understand. Can you elaborate further? That's how the next chapter come into play, which is the forest of material enjoyment. So in this chapter in itself, the forest of material enjoyment is described with different details, and it will be further elaborated in the next chapter. When we hear the last verse itself, we can see where it is heading to. The conditioned soul in the material forest is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness, and that is the spiritual knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous snakes bite them. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into a dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. So last verse was concluded with Andhandha Koopam. Not just Andha Koopam, one extra Andha was there. Not just blind, double blind. So it was a powerful class Jagannatha Mahaprabhu gave yesterday. It was very interesting. So that was about Andhandha Koope Padita Tamishray. So Tamishra is the hell. So that is hellish life without Krishna consciousness. Usually it is mentioned Andha Koopa, material life without Krishna consciousness. Here Jadabharat takes to the next level, Andhandha Koope Patito Tamishray. And we should understand, this Andhandha Koopa is not very far from us. Don't think that this is very far. Okay. Now, coming to this verse, it is going to the next level. In this Andhandha Koopa, why one is still present in this Andhandha Koopa, which is Tamishra, which is hellish? Why one is patitaha? Why one is fallen in the Tamisre Andhandha Koope, in this hellish blind well? That is very well explained in this verse. Again, using a perfect analogy. What is that? Karhisma chit kshudra rasan vichinvan. Okay. Vichinvam. What one is searching for? Vichinvan means searching for. What one is searching for? Kshudra rasan. Kshudra means insignificant. Can anyone remember this word kshudra used in a similar verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? What is that? Okay, that's not right. Exactly, man. It's from the seventh canto. Insignificant pleasure is again described by Prahlad Maharaj using this word kshudra. So here it's mentioned kshudra rasan vichinvan, and then one is bitten, stinged by makshika, madhupa. These are all referring to honeybees. When one goes to the beehive and try to take the beehive and want to crush and take the honey out of it, then one is bitten, stung by the honeybees. Because it is their product. It is their hard work. So they don't want it to be easily given away. So they are going to attack. So this whole analogy is to explain the sensual pleasures in this material world. For one, completely succumb for that, with no choice, literally. So that's why in this society can be very well explained based on this verse, an end-to-end description. We often say, okay, we want the root cause analysis. So if you want the root cause analysis of this world, it is explained in this verse. So one may wonder, is everything there? Yes, everything is there. The root of whole material existence is given in this verse. Srila Prabhupada elsewhere mentions the same point as Maidhuna Aghara. One is in the fortress of sexual enjoyment, pleasure seeking. And that is world all about, Maidhuna Aghara. And no choice, one is grilled in this. And what can one do? And now, if we try to see further, we may wonder, is it completely true? Or is there anything missing here? Or is it just partially true? One time, Srila Prabhupada was giving this Srimad Bhagavatam class. And he asked the devotees, why there are tall buildings in this world? In America, why there are tall buildings, so much of traffic, working hard, why the whole material existence is present? And Prabhupada answered the question himself. What is that everything for? One thing. That is what is given here. Sensual enjoyment. Everything is lying on that lust. Everything is based on that. Otherwise, the world will not move. Will not move. India, we have this practical example. This is a ages-long practice in India. If a man, boy is growing up, has become a man and very irresponsible, don't want to work, don't want to do things properly, very irresponsible, what do? Get them married. Somehow they get them married so that they are pushed to do something. So there is a motivation now, right? Okay, you have to do something because now there are some responsibilities, you have to do certain things. So this is an age-old practice. So there has to be some motivation to do something. So that motivation is driven by kshudra rasa, according to this verse. What is that? This honey in the forest of material enjoyment. Let's try to understand this further from this society where we are living. We are living in the most livable city, hopefully. Very nice place. So here, or elsewhere in this world, how everything is running. Here, if you see, the relationships are exactly according to this verse. The relationships are only for one purpose. Can be just for a weekend, or just for parties, clubs, everything. What is it all meant for? Only one thing. Kshudra rasa, honey. That's all. And it is very clear. And there is no confusion. When it comes to cultured society, everything is polished. Too much polish is there. Too much of cushioning is there. However, when you live in this world, especially Western world, there is no cushioning. It is straight to the point. Straight to the point. Why do all this? Why relationships? Why try this? Why try that? Why clubbing? Everything is according to one thing, and it is very clear about it. So it is just like going to the forest for collecting honey. We are in the concrete jungle and people are trying to hunt. Right? So that's why hunting is very important in this world. How do they hunt? One is well equipped for hunting. Isn't it? Well dressed. Even ladies don't wear sufficient clothes. Even if it's the winter, still one has to attract. Because that is the process of hunting in the forest of material existence. And that's what is described in this verse. Man, who was telling, somebody was telling me, as if before going for the all these parties, you know, go to the shop to dress the hair, spend money on the hair, and buy expensive clothes, need to have expensive car. But what is the purpose of everything? The same thing, Kshudra Rasa. So that's what is given in this verse. And what can we do? And what is the weapon? Ultimate weapon is money. Because I can pay for everything. There is a credit card, whatever balance is there. In that way, one wants to enjoy. This is this world. And here, thousands of years back, this was not spoken 5,000 years back. Probably thousands and thousands of years back. The reason is it happened in a different yuga altogether. That time, see, Jada Bharat is telling what is the reality of material existence. And this is completely relevant. And I can tell you, it's more than relevant in this world at this point. And we can see, just open the eyes and see what's really going on. How one is going for hunting. And now, is that all? Where the money, where the facility, everything is coming from? One has to work very hard. Boss is on top of everyone, right? Everyone has their enemy, that is boss. Want to work very, very hard and squeeze blood out of everyone. So that is the reality of this world. Even whether we want or whether we don't want, one has to go through the torture to get some money and after that, spend the whole money. One devotee was telling me, he became a brahmachari, now he's a grihastha. He was telling me, he was playing the same game, clubbing, partying, working hard. So they know, relationship means it's a game. And the end result is Kshudra Rasa, there is nothing more than that. It's very clear. So this devotee, before becoming a devotee, was telling, he was working every week 60-70 hours every week. He used to earn a lot of money. And then, he used to spend pretty much everything over the weekend. So he said, I used to work for 3 jobs. Because I need a lot of money because I want to enjoy it to the max. And he used to do that. And he was running this kind of lifestyle for a few years. Then at one fine day, he had a realization. A very important realization. The realization was, why do I have to work so hard to spend all my hard-earned money? So he reduced to 40-50 hours. And so he left one job. And then he decided, okay, I will spend less money. Then I don't have to work so hard. He said that was the first step towards Krishna consciousness. Can you see? This is for the Kshudra Rasa. Kshudra Rasa. And one is ready to sacrifice everything for this. And relationship over this world is very, very temporary. Just over the weekend. And 6 months means it is decent. Relationship for 6 months is decent. And long term. I know. And 2 years means it's like eternity. Just go outside and people to common people. You will understand the reality. It is like eternity. 2 years relationship. Something very commendable many times. You see people. This is how the current society is. And when we speak to people, it is very interesting because many things will be revealed when we hear this. Many things will be revealed. We will be shocked, dumbstruck, hearing all these things. Oh my God, is it true? After the preaching program, I started speaking to a girl. So, you know, young Western girl. She asked me, what's your opinion about polyandry? What is polyandry? Many people don't know. Polyandry means it's coming from zoology. Okay. If you don't know where this term is coming from, the term is coming from zoology. Okay. What is it? A female animal having multiple partners. So generally it is coming from zoology. So what's your opinion about polyandry? Okay. So I had to, and then she explained, I don't mind having multiple partners and I don't mind my partners having multiple partners. I am open to the whole game. I am open to the whole thing. So what is your Krishna conscious yoga perspective on that? Okay, nice question. Then we had to explain these kind of things. Good that she didn't ask in the class. You You could have answered, but it could have become more complicated. So it is on a personal level, a little bit explained. But at the same time, interesting, this yoga philosophy, soul, everything is very interesting. I can accept, but, you know, this is the game. This is the field of activities. So there is polyandry and polygyny. That is, you know, the opposite. So it is common for some people. But what's wrong in it? Because the end of everything is given here, Shudra Rasa. So for that, whatever works. One has to go for hunting, equipped with all the weapons, ready, prepared for hunting. And some are successful, and some are not successful. And what happens? You know, it's interesting, if you see, already relationship with parents are weak. Generally, after teens or teen, the curve actually goes down in terms of relationship with the parents. It's true everywhere. And after that, people want to go away from home, and that relationship is very, very weak. And now consider the relationship with the partner. That is also very weak, very, very shallow relationship. It's all about exploitation, and one doesn't really care for the other person. It is simply based on exploitation. There is no trust, there are no values, and only exploitation. Now, consider the kind of consciousness one may have at this point. No happiness, no satisfaction, no trust at all. Then, when one is clear that one cannot go for hunting anymore, you know, for the animals. Animals after a certain age, they cannot go for hunting. Is that correct? You know, they cannot go for hunting because physically they cannot do it. Similarly, humans for this hunting also come to that point. We cannot hunt anymore. And that is the time they think about settling with one person as a family. So maybe, you know, around 40s. Many people around 40s or one can think, you know, there is no possibility of hunting. Now try to settle with one person. See, now mind which is completely debilitated and delusory, one enters family life. Now what kind of children are produced with such consciousness? It's a question mark. So this is called Varna Sankara. So this is not a problem of one generation. Rather, it's a problem of multiple generations to come. So that is the situation of this world at this point. So we can understand this, we can relate according to this verse. The first point. From this, two questions arise. I gave a narration here based on this verse. There are two questions naturally arising from these points. Anyone got questions? Naturally we think, okay, we heard this. Now, what? What are the two possible questions?
How to give the Sudra Rasa?
Okay, good. One is how to give us the Kshudra Rasa, how to give up this lower taste. That is one question. Okay, how can we strengthen our existing relationship with Krishna? The first question can be, even before that, is it relevant for me as a devotee? We heard all the story. This looks very graphic for others. Really, is it relevant for me? That could be the first question. Second is, can we do anything about it for ourselves and for others? These are the two logical questions that can arise from this point. So when we try to address the first thing, as devotees, if you are from India, we may think, no, we are from cultured background. If we hear all this kind of thing, no, we are from very cultured background. Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. There are many, many surnames. Sharma, Mishra, whatever. Chakravarti. You name it. We can say, you know, we have our subtitles are there. Okay, the movie and the subtitles are there. Like that, we have our titles are there. So, No. That is all low class people. How about us? That can be one natural question. But we need to understand that when we are at the periphery of Krishna consciousness, we are only at the boundary. We haven't completely submerged in Krishna consciousness. We are not swimming in the ocean. That is only in the Nectar of Devotion intro you can read. The sharks who are swimming in the ocean of Nectar of Devotion. We are not yet there. We are many times still thinking to jump or not to the ocean of Nectar of Devotion. Still thinking in the little bit water splashing and thinking, you know, yeah, it's a bit cold. Do I really need to? You know, when you go to the water for swimming, sometimes it is cold. We haven't chanted Hare Krishna and jumped. Okay? So this is like that. So that's the problem. So when we are at the periphery of Krishna consciousness, then there is not much distance to being a pious Hindu. Please understand, if we are at the periphery of Krishna consciousness, and especially if you are from Indian background and so forth, then there is not much difference, there is not much distance to being just a pious Hindu. What is pious Hindu means? Come, put some donation, give some donation, which is good, very, very good. Come for festivals or Sunday feast and go back home. And maybe a little bit of chanting is there, here, there. You know, I have faith in Krishna, you know, I believe in Krishna, no doubt. Bhagavad Gita is a holy book, no question. Everything we accept. But from that and being a devotee, there is some distance. And when we are in the periphery, it's a problem. And you see, this is the danger which is lurking. Not very far. So we may say, okay, I am chanting, which is good. And for devotees, practicing devotees also, chanting 16 rounds. And regulative principles, afloat, just the, which is okay. But at the same time, what is our enemy? That we haven't given up the enjoying spirit, or the enjoying spirit is completely present. This is the danger for a devotee. It can be for everyone, the enjoying spirit. We can be devotees, we can chant 16 rounds, we can follow regulative principles, but this enjoying spirit can be very strong. In other words, the kshudra rasa can be very strong in the mind. That we need to address. So we can see in the life, we may say, look, eating vegetarian food is okay. Restaurants are there, eating vegetarian food, it's not too bad. You know, I'm not eating meat after all. So one may think like that. One may think, you know, oh, simple living, high thinking, simple living, it's good to write the Bhakti Shastri essay. But after that, it is difficult. come to the reality. Maybe, you know, I have also written this, you know, simple living, high thinking. You know, the Bhakti Shastri essays will be there. We can repeat in preaching, but when it comes to reality, it can be very difficult. We may be worried about status of life. Correct or no? Status of life, we may be very much worried. And if we are not worried about our status, then we think about our children's status. Their educational qualification, where they are at. What will it tell about our children to the society of devotees? So many pressures can come to our mind. And that's why we had to be very careful. And we see, we may have a very prominent guru, very reputed guru. The whole world may be respecting those gurus. But we had to see what is their mood and our actions. Is there any connection between these? Because they are all carrying Srila Prabhupada's mood in different ways, emphasizing different services. But at the end of the day, we had to see, are we putting anything in action? So that, then this is, we may think, okay, it's all very good. We can sing Guru Puja, but when it comes to action, is there a match? So we may have to think which direction we are going. And that's why it's mentioned, we have to see where we are at. And on top of that, we may think we look down on all other people. We may think, oh, they are just Hindus, they are just come for the festival. And they go. And we may see other people, oh, they are doing all this sense enjoyment. Oh, they are very fallen people. But the point is, we have to see where we are at. So there has to be this time for introspection. And then, when we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, etc., when we come to Krishna, we understand, actually, we may have all these problems, but these problems are not big problems. We can solve all these problems by the help of Krishna if we so desire. That is the first thing. If we really want to make a difference, whatever problem we face, whatever we can list everything, they are not big problems in front of Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to a devotee who was struggling. He said, bring all the problems in front of me. Bring all Maya like a mountain in front of me. With one kick, I can shatter all of them. This is the potency of spiritual master. This is the potency of Krishna. So we can list all the problems, but they are not real problems in front of Krishna if we so desire to address them. And now, interestingly enough, even though we can tell that the whole world is surrounded by this Kshudra Rasa, and we may also get tempted, but we are filled with helplines. Not one helpline. We have helplines. Now, okay, we are in this internet age. We can criticize so many things. You know, there are problems with the internet. There are so many things we can say. There's a problem with the technology. We can tell ample of problems, and there are problems. We do agree. At the same time, these things can be very well utilized. And they can act as our helplines if we so desire. For example, it is so simple that if you want to listen any lecture, we can go to ISKCON Desire Tree or other website. We can just listen to lecture. And if we want to see our spiritual master or other spiritual masters or other ISKCON leaders, we can see them and we can hear them from YouTube. Such a helpline. If mind is completely bewildered, we can see Prabhupada in video. Prabhupada strongly instructing. It is so simple. And just give our eyes and ears, in a few seconds, in a few minutes, our consciousness changes. As simple as that, just press a button and just be there, we can change. In terms of chanting, so many books are there. Chanting books are there. Burijan Prabhu's books are there. You know, Sasrup Maharaj's Japa Reformation is there. You see so many helplines in terms of books for us, isn't it? And we can also connect to different helplines which can be very focused. We need many times focused and purposeful reading and listening. Focused and purposeful reading and listening depending on the problem that we are facing at this point in time. Isn't it? It happens. Sometimes we understand, look, my reading is not going good. So if you want some motivation about reading, and there are so many lectures, now there are so many Facebook posts, books are the basis. From the Ministry of Education, they are having so many interviews with ISKCON leaders, many sannyasis, gurus, top leaders, and they are all talking about the importance of Srila Prabhupada's books. If chanting is a problem, there are so many podcasts about chanting, and they speak about chanting, and when we hear, we get enlivened and we get some points to apply in our daily life, and then apply in our life and see immediately there is a change. If our chanting is very inattentive, please try to chant, at least attempt to chant attentively. Because when you speak to devotees, some devotee was telling me, I actually forgot that we have to attempt to chant attentively. Can you see this is a reality? Attempt to chant attentively. We can come to a position, even after initiation, we can come to a position, chanting can become very ritualistic. So, then we have to be reminded, look, we have to chant attentively. Can you see? In that way, we can certainly get help and we can certainly make improvement. And if you try, as simple as if you just chant one day attentively, at least predominantly attentively, you can feel such a difference. Just one day. You try to chant attentively, you can feel such a difference. You try to read Prabhupada's books one day, at least 1 hour, you see the difference. Even devotees who are practicing for many years, they may say, look, I don't read Prabhupada's book so much because I am not a reader. That's not my nature. But it doesn't work like that. We need help from Srila Prabhupada's instruction, his lectures and his books. And then we can find a difference. So even though one side we can see problems, But other side, we have such a help in front of us, and we can take to those helps, and then we can make a difference. So our sadhana becomes purposeful. It becomes objective. We understand where we are at in terms of our Krishna consciousness. The bhajana kriya that we are doing, it is called anishta bhajana kriya, unsteady devotional practices. So we need to be very careful with this anishta bhajana kriya. We need to make it nishta bhajana kriya. Starting point, starting externally, that is fixing our time for chanting, other sadhana process and service. That's the first thing. Externally, fix the time. I don't know when I'm going to chant tomorrow, means Hari Bol. Given that it's going to be an inattentive chanting. Given. There is no need to discuss further. My spiritual master used to say that tomorrow's chanting starts today. Means tomorrow's chanting starts today means you have a plan when you're going to get up and when you're going to pick your beads. As simple as that. So in that way we can be focused and purposeful. And then we can certainly find a difference. And if you are finding that I have all these problems, it is very good. If you want to confront the problem, because all the devotees, we all have to face this problem. At one point in life, we had to see, look, see that I am chanting for so many years, but see the condition of my chanting. See the level of my consciousness. And it is very good to see these kind of things. And then you apply and then we can make a difference. So don't think, you know, I'll do this after 10 years. No, let me go as it is. No, let me do it now. I can see the problem. Let me fix the problem. Let me attempt to fix the problem. And then mercy will descend. That's our process. So even though we can tell about all these problems, still there is a solution. Second, how about the people around? They don't know anything about anything as such. They are completely in blindness. Andhandha kupa. Then what to do about that? So from Nectar of Devotion we can understand that they may not have started their Krishna consciousness, but it is our duty to provide Ajnata Sukriti for them. It can be through prasadam distribution, it can be through holy name, it can be through book distribution, it can be through simple presence of devotees. With that, they are getting some prayas credit, spiritual credit, bhakti credit. And when it comes to a critical mass, it's going to explode as understanding more about Krishna consciousness and practicing Krishna consciousness. So we want to see that critical mass. When it has come to that critical mass, then it is going to work. It is going to come. That's how the people ask, you know, okay, I want to know more philosophy. I want to chant. What you people are doing? They become inquisitive and they can take up the process. So we don't just criticize others, but we do something about that. On one side, we see the problems in this verse and we try to do something about it. That is our duty as a devotee. Otherwise, it is just becoming a smartha brahman, smartha mentality. That is, you know, I am a brahman, I am a devotee. And we look down upon others. So that is not seeing our own situation and not seeing other situations. So that is a very careless and very risky position. Because we are still in the periphery. So from periphery to going to the other side, it's not very far. It is just there. We can fall at any point in time. So in essence, we discussed this kshudra rasa, the sensory enjoyment as mentioned in this verse. And in Bhagavad Gita, there is an important point. Bhagavad Gita in the purport verse says, this kshudra rasa, this sense enjoyment, is the greatest enemy of a living entity. Because of that, there is enjoyment, even though temporary, because of that, one can go for it. Rather, we had to focus on Krishna and the practices of Krishna. Initially, one develops some attraction for practices of Krishna, and meanwhile, one develops some attraction for Krishna as a person. So this is the progressive bhakti. And we have all the opportunities and we have all the helplines waiting for us. So only what we had to do? Yes, I want to do it. I will do it. That's all. Okay? Any questions or comments? Oh, so many questions. Do we have a microphone? Thank you.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Swamiji. My question is that, what is the mood for reading Srila Prabhupada books? So, like, for example, should I read with my mom who knows a lot about Srila Prabhupada? And, like, who should I read? And what's the mood of reading Prabhupada books?
First part I understood that what should be the mood of Srila Prabhupada reading Prabhupada's book. Second, who should you read with, or?
Should I read with my mom, or who knows about Prabhupada?
Yeah, good. Who should I read with? It's a very good question actually. What's the mood by which we should read Prabhupada books? I haven't heard this question for a very, very long time, I think. Maybe I have heard sometime in past many years, but this is a very good question. What's the mood in which we should read Srila Prabhupada books? So the answer to this question is very relevant for all of us, including me. We need to read Srila Prabhupada books with a need of help. I need some help. That is the time the book is going to reveal to ourselves. How the book is revealing? Prabhupada is going to reveal to ourselves. What is in there and how is going to help me? I know my condition. And I'm doing some Krishna consciousness activities, but I know that I have to improve and I know that I have many shortcomings. So how can I get help by reading these books? That's a different kind of reading. So there are at least two kinds of reading. One kind of, even serious reading, one kind of reading is I just want to know the philosophy. And I should be able to quote the verses and the philosophical points. That is first way of looking at it, understanding. Which is very good, very important. And after that, one can look, how is it relevant to me? Does it make any sense in my life? Can I get something out of it? Or is it only just philosophical points good for speaking? So when we read with a mood to get help, that is the best kind of reading. Or that reading is necessary for an advancing devotee. How this is relevant in my life and how can I apply? Personal application. So you understand, I need some help. Then it is really good. And who you can read with? It is better if you read with someone who knows the book. It can be your mom or anyone else, but someone who knows the book, it will be better for you to understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, bye.
Thank you so
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. My question is that sometimes we play so much, but we don't get what we want, so we lose our faith in Krishna. So, how do we get over that? And is that true in the Bhava as well?
What is the last part? Is it?
Is it true in the Bhava when we lose faith in Krishna?
Oh, okay. So, there is a good question. One can pray and nothing happening. So, can we lose the faith even? What's really going on? So, point number one, don't stop praying. Okay. Don't stop praying. That is our eternal constitutional activity, praying. Even chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the highest form of prayer. Is the prayer for what? Do you know?
It's the thing of Kali Yuga.
Yes. It is a prayer for service to Krishna. Do you know that? Why are we chanting? We are requesting Krishna, Radharani, please engage me in your service. That's the mood. We don't tell, Hare Krishna, we don't repeat this kind of thing. But that is the mood of chanting. We want to be engaged in Krishna service. So our life is full of prayers. Devotee life means it has to be full of prayers. So the prayer is good. Now the difficult question comes. Is Krishna fulfilling our prayers? Is Krishna listening? Is he reciprocating? The answer is, Krishna is always reciprocating with our prayers. Always. Not sometimes. He's always, if you pray, Krishna is reciprocating. But how he is reciprocating it is not necessarily the way we want. That you cannot tell Krishna. You understand? You can pray, but you cannot tell Krishna, I need it now. That is up to Krishna. That is Krishna's job. We can do our part, then there is Krishna's part. So Krishna can fulfill whenever he wants and whichever way he wants. So when we develop faith, we need to understand these two things. He can give that in whichever way he wants and whenever he wants. So that with faith we need to have. So we need to pray, and for sure you understand that Krishna is hearing your prayers. For sure. And his reciprocation sometimes can be wait. You understand? Just wait. No problem. Just wait. That is his reciprocation. So if you are praying and if you are not getting something, understand Krishna is telling wait. Or Krishna may be telling you, look into your prayer. Is it the right prayer that you want? If you ask for something which is not good for you, Krishna will tell, no, no, I will not give you. That is his reciprocation. Can you see? If you ask your mom for chocolates, your mom will say, no, 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 I will not give you that now. Not good for you. Maybe give you some gulab jamun, but I may not give you some other sweets. So like that. So Krishna is like that. Krishna will also think, Radharani Krishna, they will think, if it's good for you, we'll give you. If not, okay, just wait. When you are ready, I will give. Make sense?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So kids' questions done. Oh, now adults' questions. If we have any. Okay, please pass the microphone.
Thank you for the next class. My question is regarding protecting ourselves while preaching to newcomers. We might have to take on their tendencies, not knowing we are absorbing their association. So, how do we protect ourselves and people prospecting that where I'm going while I'm associated with newcomers?
Yeah, at work, even while preaching, if you are quite into it, we have to associate with karmis, non-devotees. And we can see how those influences are affecting us. Prabhupada says that if you go to a coal mine, it's assured that your body will have some coal. No doubt, you cannot avoid it. If you go to a coal mine, don't think that you can go with the white cloth and come out with the pure white cloth. Not possible. Something will happen to you. That is given, guaranteed. Similarly, if we associate with karmis or if we are preaching, we are working, whatever it is, we will be influenced to some degree. Now, how can we avoid? First, we have to recognize. Sometimes we may preach to people and we may start taking their lingos, their languages, which can be a bit inappropriate in devotee community. So we can see that, look, my consciousness is affecting. Just the language, the change in language means few things are changing, the way we are thinking slightly changing. Maybe we are disrespectful for devotees and we use certain languages which are not very proper, which is maybe very common outside. Can you see how we get influenced? Then what to speak about even deeper, the values that we are carrying. That can change. Because others are telling, look, the life is about enjoyment. So we may think a bit of enjoyment along with chanting is okay. And see, this is how we are getting influenced by the values. That is even more dangerous, going deeper. So certainly there will be influences. That's why we have to strengthen our sadhana. And we have to strengthen our devotee association. And especially one is really with karmis all the time, then Prabhupada said one has to even visit holy dham and don't just do a tour of the holy dham in the sense like a tourist going and taking photographs and coming as many temples as possible in one day, and that's about it. One need to be absorbed in the holy dham, chanting extra rounds, being absorbed, hearing from advanced devotees, getting into the mood of the dham, because that can purify a devotee. This kind of accumulated dust can be removed by holy dham and chanting, etc. And if we cannot go to the holy dham, that's okay. Come here, attend few morning programs and wash off all these material tendencies. So we need to take some actions for that. So most of the time sitting at home and chanting may not be sufficient. The whole Mangalari, the whole chanting with the devotees, chanting, kirtan, everything will be required for that cleansing process. Then we feel it. Oh yeah, I'm with the devotees and you all carry the same value, the same mood, that's helping me. Like that. So good, first recognize and then address. Thank you. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you for the question.
One second.
Thank you for the chance. My question is regarding books. Sometimes when we say that we have to listen to Bhagavatam, we want to read that less, and we are choosing some other books which we like to read, not Srila Prabhupada books but other Maharaj books. So is that over here would get found in a sense gratification, because again we are choosing our books which we like to read?
Okay, it's a good question. So there are Srila Prabhupada's books and there are other Maharaja's Iskcon devotees' books. And we may choose other books in place of Prabhupada's books. Here we had to understand the difference between main meal and the snack. So what is our main meal? Main meal is Prabhupada's books. So don't make the snack as our main meal. That's all. Because if we take snack as our main meal, there will be health problems. Similarly, if you replace other books to Srila Prabhupada's books, there will be problems.
Even if we are reading like our
Acharya's books. Acharya, do you come to Acharya's books after reading few times Prabhupada's books?
No,
okay, I understood. Somebody who has read Bhagavatam has read Chaitanya-charitamrita. Very good. One may read other books. We don't deny. To read other books, we have to give time. As you're telling, there's a life. There are many books about Prabhupada. So we can do that. There is nothing wrong. Say, for example, sometimes balance, say, reading Prabhupada books and other books simultaneously may not work. Say you have half an hour or 45 minutes to read a day, or even less. Then, say for example, Swami in the Strange Land. It's a very nice book, highly recommended. Now there is no time for reading Swami in the Strange Land and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So in that case, one may read Swami in the Strange Land, complete it, not for the whole year, in a short time, 1 month or maximum 1 month, more than that. One may take a time off like that, but then we had to come to Prabhupada's books. We cannot just give up Prabhupada's books. So, I have read Prabhupada's books. Now, whole time is for all other books. And this is because this is done. Deal is done. One time I have read, deal is done. No, it doesn't work like that. So, we need to prioritize reading Srila Prabhupada's books. At the same time, at a given time, one may have other priorities to read. That can go. But one has to always come back to Prabhupada's books and read again and again. And study Prabhupada's books. So if you want to read other Acharya's books, maybe commentaries, etc. After studying Prabhupada's books a few times, you want to study other books along with this, it will work very well. It cannot be an independent program, that will not work. But now if you see, you can read all your life Krishna conscious books which are not directly from Prabhupada. Because we have that many books. Even if you read, if you understand Bhujan Prabhu's books like Surrender to Me, Unveiling His Lotus Feet, or the Backward Glance, or any of his commentaries, it's very clearly written. This has to be read alongside with Prabhupada's books. Very important. One cannot say, I'll read just Surrender to Me. It's not right. One has to read along with Prabhupada's books. So these are helping us to understand Prabhupada's books. So even if we consider Acharya's book, why are we reading Acharya's book? So that we can understand Prabhupada's books better. We can get a deeper understanding of Prabhupada's books. That's the reason we are taking to other books. So nothing stands independent of Prabhupada's books. As this classic conversation between Prabhupada and one of his disciples. One of Prabhupada's Shishya told Prabhupada that my best author is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. My best author, the best author. I want to read Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada said, your second best author is Bhakti, second favorite author is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Your first favorite author is me, Prabhupada said. This is how it works. What are the best books to read? Prabhupada books. Everything else, secondary. So we had to keep in our mind that all other books are supportive of Srila Prabhupada books. That we had to be very clear. So generally, my recommendation is, even in a given time, even if we don't have a lot of time, at least read something from Prabhupada books. Even if other books are happening, at least one can read one verse and a purport, at least, from Prabhupada books, so that we are connected to Prabhupada. It is very important. We don't have any choice. In Krishna conscious society, we don't have any other choice. that's what actually is going to work. And it is very clear, it is very evident. We can see what books have helped people in general. People connect to any part of Prabhupada's book. It's amazing. When book distribution happened, people take book, maybe small book, maybe big book, whatever book. At certain points, it may not click or it may not resonate with us, but for someone else immediately, that makes a difference in their life. Then when they say, oh yeah, that made a difference, we understand, oh, how powerful is that point? Or just a page or one point from that. And so these books are, it's not just ordinary. It is very, very powerful. So we had to understand this. Does that make sense? Yeah. Thank you. Okay. One more question. Okay, last question. Can you please pass on the microphone? You.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, when we keep on, I've seen this a lot of times, when we keep on praying, and things don't go as you want, then you tend to go to some scholar talking about what actually is happening. And then when he says that things will be alright in 1 month, and then you get that feeling that, okay, it will take 1 month. How should we save ourselves from that thing? Like, how should we not do that? Just, there is one point when you are like, you just want something, you're not getting anything. And like, I've seen this a lot of times, like, if you go to them, then they say that the stars are not like not going as you want right now, and then after some time it will be fine. And it actually happens that way. So how should we address that problem?
Yeah, if you are looking into the karmic patterns, generally we can see a karmic patterns in the life of devotees also. Certain thing happen, and certain thing will not happen. There is some karmic pattern. But at the same time, if you want to advance in bhakti, we don't keep praying to Krishna to change our karmic situation, which may not be possible to change so much. Rather, we pray for Krishna consciousness. So it's good to have Krishna conscious objectives. Meanwhile, we are trying to adjust our situation, because living in this world means constant fight. We have to adjust our situation. We'll try for that. At the same time, have an objective, one parallel track at least. When you are delving, have the parallel track. I have my Krishna conscious objectives. At the same time, we need some supporting material situation. Right? It is stay, work, getting some money. Okay, I need that situation. So we endeavor for that. But at the same time, one need to have that constant desire for spiritual advancement. Have these two parallel tracks to start with. Then you will not invest all your hopes and energies on one track. Understand, that track may not work. You also, you told, you have experience. Everyone has that experience. So that track, Krishna willing, some karmic situation, it can work out, it may not work out. But other track, take care of that. Then you will see that Krishna will adjust our karma so that in whatever situation, we will be peaceful and we will be making some progress. That every devotee can see that karma may be bad, that everything is there. Things may go wrong also. But if the devotional track is right, we have a strong desire and we are at least endeavoring for that nicely, then what will happen? Other things somehow or other fall in place. It may not be in the same way as we want. The astrologer may be right. But at the end of the day, it may work, it may not work out, but we will be peaceful. We'll be able to move on. And at the end of the day, we'll be happy. That is guaranteed. Karmic situation, full adjustment, nobody is guaranteeing. Krishna is also not guaranteeing. No one can guarantee that. Because this is a temporary world. The place is ashashvatam. It's temporary. So what can you do about it? So build the other track. So don't invest money in only in one account. Have the other account open and actually invest in there. Have that desire cultivated by association, by reading, by doing service, by hearing, etc. Then it is safer and we can reap the result. We can see in our own life, you know, certain things we really wanted, it didn't happen, but still we are all right. Because we get something higher. So we are not for the Kshudra Rasa. Means here is a particular meaning. But Kshudra Rasa can be the insignificant taste, can be for anything. So we will say that's all right. I have at least bhakti is there. This track is going good. Krishna will look after. Krishna is looking after and I'm happy. And so we can balance. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. We'll complete here. Thank you very much. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premande, Hari Hari Bol.